From the New York Post. Homeless vets are being booted from New York hotels to make room for migrants. This story is about a week and a half old or so, but I've been wanting to talk about it. I have a soft spot in my heart for veterans. I think we treat them terribly. Here we are spending hundreds of billions of dollars to fight a fucking proxy war in Ukraine. That's really none of our concern. Getting U.S. citizens killed, because despite what the media wants you to believe, there are U.S. troops over there. Sending them billions of dollars worth of weapons. Sending them hundreds of billions of dollars in hard currency. And we, the taxpayers, don't know where the hell it's going. Because Congress, because the government that we so trust, that we give all this money to in the form of taxes, well, they don't feel beholden to us enough to really feel the need to explain to us where our money's going. So we don't know. We don't know. Yeah, kickbacks. Money laundering. Now, this money isn't going into the pockets of the very Democrat and some Republican politicians that are voting to send that money to Ukraine in the first place with no strings attached and no requirements to tell us or anybody else what the fuck they're doing with that money. So it just disappears into the ether. We don't know. Meanwhile, we have American veterans at home that are suffering. Suffering from war wounds, suffering from shell shock that we now call PTSD. Something apparently, people can now suffer from just having a difficult breakup with your boyfriend because people have become so soft now. You don't just have to be a trauma survivor, a war survivor to have PTSD. No, now you can get PTSD from a difficult breakup. Or your favorite TV series being canceled. Anyway, before I get into this story that I think is very important because it's about our veterans, who are more fucking important to me than those people over there in Ukraine. Sorry, lefties. I would like to ask those of you out there who like and appreciate the raw, red pill nature of my content, please go check out my BitChute channel. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That is BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. BitChute is a platform very much like YouTube, but with less censorship. So you'll get more red pills and less adverts, less BS, less censorship than you get on YouTube. So go check it out if you like the truth, delivered in a humorous and witty way. Realist Philosopher on BitChute, so BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out. So we got a video here. Do we want to check that out? Yeah. Let's check it out. Okay, here's the video, so let's take a look. Migrants arrived from New York City to the Crossroads Hotel in Newburgh, New York. Migrants. You mean illegal aliens who have no legal right to be into this country at all, and yet our government is using our tax dollars to house them in what is like a 3 or 4 star hotel. And not only that, but they're kicking out American heroes, American veterans, who are in need of help. I thought you left always loved war. You're all a bunch of war hawks now. You love war. You're investing all this money in the war in Ukraine that's keeping it going and killing hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. So you love war, you love death. We know that, despite your protestations to the contrary. So why don't you love our soldiers, our veterans? Why you want to support the troops over in Ukraine, but kick ours to the fucking curb when they need help? I don't get it, man. I'll write to socialists, yeah. Help everybody else, but not ourselves. Yeah. Yeah. Virtue signaling morons. Look at them. Nary a woman among them. So interesting. Where are the ladies? We got a lot of illegal aliens showing up for their free suites, their bed, their bath, their in-room cable, their HBO, their Cinemax. Is Cinemax still a thing? their showtime. Maybe they're even going to get some, room service. Well, where are the women? Oh, no women. It's all young, working-age men. So interesting. Notice the media isn't showing the equal number of American veterans getting kicked out to make room for these leeches. Yeah, wave, yeah, ooh. You're a rock star, buddy! Getting treated like one! Free room and board in a 4-star hotel! Woohoo! Yeah, VIP treatment! All you gotta do is cross the border illegally. I'm gonna give you a 4-star hotel room, 3 hots and a cot and HBO. Yeah, Jim, we wonder why all these people keep showing up. Yeah, it's a mystery. There we go. Lovely. Lovely. Wasn't that beautiful? Yeah. Reaching out a helping hand to help the people that don't want to help themselves. You know, if your leftoids cared so much about Mexico and Venezuela and all these other shitholes south of our border, maybe you would incentivize their best and brightest to stay in their own countries. Because it's the best and the brightest who are going to be the most productive and who are going to transform that country into not a shithole. But of course, if you give them an out, they're going to take it. Well, there's no opportunities here, so instead of staying and creating the opportunities that don't exist, I'm just going to take my ass to America because that's a much easier option. I don't have to risk getting killed by the cartels or jailed by corrupt politicians and cops because I'm trying to change things for the better. But that threatens the cartels and the status quo, so I can't do that. But I'd have to if I didn't have any options, but I have the option to go to America and make it big, so I'll do that. God forbid I stay in my own country and improve it. So what do? You give all the best and the brightest from these shitholes the option to get out and go to America. So they do! Along with the worst, by the way, which offsets the gains of their best and brightest to us. And meanwhile, it's a lose-lose for everything south of the fucking border. Just great. So on one hand, you're funding the homegrown criminals south of the border by allowing many of them to go north of the border and set up shop in America, create gangs, funnel drugs into the country, and a lot of that money goes back to Mexico to feed all the crime. So you're making it worse, you liberal retards, by opening the borders and just allowing these people to stream in. And you're also making it worse because you're incentivizing their best and brightest to get out too, and those people don't stay in the country and make it better. And they're the only ones that can. Great, 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 great. Yeah. The road to hell is definitely paved with good intentions. So, nearly 24 struggling homeless veterans have been booted from upstate hotels to make room for migrants. You mean illegal aliens? Why don't you just come out and say that we care more about illegal aliens than we do about our own vets? Because they're disillusioned and they're red-pilled because they've had their limbs fucking blown off. And now some of them are maybe a little resentful toward the government and they're not pro-big government, so they're more likely to be conservatives, so they're less likely to vote for big government. So fuck them. Get them out of here. They gotta go. Let's bring in these big government-loving, socialist junkies into the country who are hooked on socialism and who are hooked on welfare. They love socialism because they promote it in their own fucking country. So, let's bring them in. Yeah, buy their votes because we can't buy the votes of these vets nearly as easily because they hate us. Because we use and abuse them and then we toss them away like dirty Kleenex. Yeah, great. All right. The ex-military, including a 24-year-old man in desperate need of help after serving in Afghanistan, were told by the hotels at the beginning of the week that their temporary housing was getting pulled out from under them at the establishments and that they have to move on to another spot, according to the group And a second local POL. This is great. Wow. So the more deserving you are of help, the less help you're going to get. And the less deserving you are of help, the more help you're going to get. This is just what they do with the homeless. They do this with the homeless bums there in California as well. Most of those people are homeless by choice. Dope heads, alcoholics, are just people who want to game the fucking system. So, of course, let's give them as much help as humanly possible. You're a dope head? Here's some needles. You want to shoot up? Here's a place to shoot up for free, out of the sight of people. Or we're just going to, you know, not enforce the laws, and you can shoot up in public. Need money? Here's some money. You need a tent? Here's a tent. Great. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're a veteran who needs help because they got shell shock? Because they got the right leg blown off fighting for their country? No. Nah, you're less likely to be for big government because you're so disillusioned and you're a hard sell. So we don't want you. We're not going to help you. We can't for sure buy your vote, but we could definitely buy Eduardo's vote over here from Venezuela that's a socialist shithole that he voted for and endorsed, and now he's coming into the country, and he doesn't have a pot to piss in, so of course he's going to support the status quo. And we can buy his vote for sure! Yeah. Our veterans have been placed in another hotel due to what's going on with the immigrants. You mean the illegal, alien, economic migrants. Said Sharon Tony Finch, the CEO of the Yerik Israel Tony Foundation. Tony Finch, a disabled military veteran, created YIT to raise awareness about premature births as well as helping the homeless and low-income military service veterans and living in need of living assistance. I don't believe in helping homeless people. Just across the board. I believe very much in discrimination. Meaning that if someone's homeless, I want to look at why they're homeless. And I want to help them based upon their merit or lack thereof. So if you're sleeping outside because you're just somebody gaming the system and you're a lazy fuck that wants a free ride, I'm not giving you jack shit. But if you're homeless through no fault of your own, you should get help. So you need to be discriminating. But of course, leftists. Need is our prerequisite. If you need help, we'll give it to you. God forbid we actually look at people based upon their merit. We're socialists. We don't believe in merit. Probably because most of the socialists themselves have none. One of the vets called me on Sunday, she said. He told me he had to leave because the hotel said the extended stay is not available. Then I got another call. Well, we didn't waste any time, the advocate said. Yeah, why don't we have more advocates for our veterans? Why are there so many advocate organizations for all these illegal aliens? Oh, it's a cottage industry. It's a big business. There's millions of them. Can make a lot of dough. God forbid we help our veterans, though. No. They're Americans. Can't help our own. That's when we started on money to organize when and where to move them all. I'm glad you called me today, she told the Post. Last night I was crying. Dude was crying. Oh, man. It's not good. Tony Finch said 15 of the veterans got the heave-ho from the Crossroads Hotel in Newburgh, about 60 miles north of New York City in Orange County, a new epicenter of Big Apple's migrant crisis since Mayor Eric Adams began busing overflow there against local officials' wishes. I thought all these people in New York and the surrounding area were pro-illegal immigration. Yeah, they're all a bunch of NIMBYists, though. They're for it until it's in their own backyard. Then they got a problem with it, right? Like those idiots in Martha's Vineyard. The other five displaced veterans were split between two other local facilities, the Super 8. Super 8? Is that even a one star? Super 8s are a dump. $9.99 a night. No cable. One of those hotels with like quarters. You got to put quarters into the TV. One quarter gets you half an hour or something. And Hampton Inn and Suites in Middletown. So, they get sent to one-star dumps while the illegal aliens get the four-star treatment. That's lovely. Treat our veterans like the garbage you clearly feel they are. The Middletown hotels are not believed to have migrants yet, but they're reportedly on the city short list to take some. So very soon, these, well, where the hell are these veterans going to go then? We'll give them some tents. It's summer. They'll be fine. Why don't you say that about the illegal aliens? Oh, well, you know, we need to drive up the cost of that. We need an excuse to spend money on them so we can print more money. She said the hotels didn't explicitly say the vets had to move because of the migrants, but it was clear to her that that was the case, given the timing. Yeah, duh. All 20 of the booted veterans have ended up at a Hudson Valley hotel about 20 minutes away. And is the state paying for that, like they're paying for the illegal aliens, or is this this organization that's paying? Said Tony Finch, who asked that the Post not name the site. The Crossroads Super 8 Hotel where the vets are now staying had no comment when contacted by the Post on Friday. Yeah, it's guaranteed money. It's guaranteed money. Well, these hotels, we're not in downtown New York. We need the cash. Fuck our veterans. We don't care about them. Yeah. Obviously. Hampton Inn did not immediately respond to a message left on voicemail yet. Don't hold your breath. They're not going to be replying anytime soon. Tony Finch said the veterans had originally been set to temporarily stay at the three hotels for up to 4 weeks till permanent housing for them could be found. I don't get this. We got all this aid. We got all this help, temporary and otherwise, though it's starting to seem more and more likely. It's starting to seem more and more often permanent. And yet, we don't have anything permanent set up for our veterans. They're coming back from wars, fucked up in the head. And we don't have any permanent help for them. The VA is extremely underfunded to the tune of like $150 billion. It's losing tons of money every year. Meanwhile, we're sending more than that to Ukraine. It doesn't make any sense to me. The vets were about 2 weeks into their hotel stays when they got the boot, she said. It's another thing I don't understand. Why are we just housing these people? I know the government wants an excuse to put us into as much debt as possible because it enriches the global elite bankers. But, because, you know, they make all their money off our debt, by the debt created by the money they loan us that they just print out of thin air. But come on. Well, you're just putting them in a hotel. How is that helping? You're just temporarily housing them. Well, they're sitting around all day watching All in the Family reruns. How is that helping them? This makes no sense to me. Now we have to work from ground zero. We just lost that trust. A lot of them are veterans. We do help them on a constant basis to get benefits and help them find a place in society. They need help. You're not helping. You want to reintegrate them into society, send them to a vocational academy, right? Give them new skills beyond just soldiering. They've already learned discipline. They've already learned focus and concentration and stoicism to be a soldier. These are very strong traits. These are powerful tools that they can use to build up some other kind of skills that can be monetized. Why aren't we funding schools and education for these people who are clearly suffering? Give them something to focus on other than sitting around watching TV all day in a fucking hotel. Give them something to put their energy into that will result in future employment. And also give them something productive to do that could take their mind off of, the war they were just through and the hell that they went through for this country. Now, let's give that money to illegal aliens that are not Americans. Yeah. Instead, it makes a lot of sense. State Assemblyman Brian Mehar, a Republican who helps represent Orange County, said shining a light on this is important because we need to make sure these hotels know how important it is to respect the service of our veterans before they kick them out of hotel rooms to make room. They're just following the incentive. You can't blame the hotels. Government officials are coming to them and saying, okay, we're not going to pay you anymore for these veterans. We're going to pay you to replace them with these illegal aliens. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to continue to let these veterans stay there for free? You can't keep a business open like that. These are private businesses. They can't be renting out rooms for free, making no money. It's not their fault. It's the government's fault. And in turn, it's our fault for electing these people, for putting them into office, and turning a blind eye to this kind of stuff and not caring about our fucking veterans. People spending too much fucking time on TikTok and fucking Instagram and shit. They're not interacting enough with the real fucking world. They're not informing themselves enough about politics. They don't know enough about what's going on. They really ought to think about the impact on these people already going through a traumatic time, he told the Post. We should be. I do, and I'm trying to educate you people out there, red pill you, but people don't seem to give enough of a fuck. They're too busy watching The Bachelor and other bullshit on TV. And giving a fuck about Martha Stewart at 81 being on the fucking cover of Sports Illustrated. Like, I give a fuck. Like, I don't want to see pictures of that shriveled up old prune half naked. Yeah, that's the talk of the town. Meanwhile, we got our fucking veterans suffering, and nobody cares enough to inform themselves. Whether you agree with asylum seekers, they're not asylum seekers. 90% of these motherfuckers are told to claim asylum. Meanwhile, their country they're coming from isn't in any kind of political turmoil or upheaval. There aren't any wars going on. It's total bullshit. And by the way, most of these people don't come in through ports of call. They don't come into the country legally, so they can't claim asylum. You can only claim asylum at a port of call, at a legal point of entry. You can't just cross the border illegally, get caught crossing the border illegally, and say, I claim asylum. I mean, I know AOC thinks that because she's a fucking moron, but that's not how you do it. And these people are not actual asylum seekers. That's why they're trying to sneak into the country illegally. Being here or not, we can't just ignore these veterans that are in our charge that we're supposed to protect. New Yorkers and Americans. Well, New Yorkers don't give a fuck about their fellow Americans. Let's get that straight. We need to put them first. We should be, but we don't. Toni Finch said she believes it all comes down to money. Yeah. They want to get paid. She said of the hotels, referring to what her group shells out to get the vets housing compared to what the city is paying. Oh, so the city's paying more. I see. It's so unfair because at the end of the day, we're a small nonprofit and we do pay $88 a day for the veterans to be there. Meanwhile, what's the government paying? I'd be curious. I'm sure more. While it's unclear what the city is paying upstate, various reported deals between the Big Apple and Manhattan hotels have called for payments such as $190 a night. It's kind of hard to compete with the state. I mean, they have a printing press. They have printing presses. They can gin money up out of thin air, which is just stealing it from you and I in the form of inflation. Meanwhile, this nonprofit, they can't, they can't compete with that. Who could? Nobody. Yeah, $190 a night, part of an estimated $4.3 billion migrant price tag for taxpayers through the spring of 2024. God, even if Trump does get back into office, the country is going to be in shambles. We'll have no choice but to build back better. Oh, everything's going to be destroyed. Adams began busing migrants, flooding the city to the crossroads on Thursday, hours before a key federal immigration rule change was set to take effect and feared to increase the influx even more. Wow, increase it more. Yeah. Lovely. It says Title 42 has expired. Yeah, you can expect even more. Hisner's move spurred a vicious war of words between Adams and officials in Orange and neighboring Rockland County, where the mayor also has threatened to bus migrants. Some mayor. Wait. Let me get this straight. DeSantis buses illegal aliens that Biden bussed into Florida from Texas and Arizona and California to Martha's Vineyard, and DeSantis is evil, but Biden's okay. And the mayor of New York buses illegal aliens to other parts of New York that are outside his jurisdiction, by the way, because he is the mayor of New York City. He's not the governor. So he's busing illegal aliens to other jurisdictions in the state of New York, which is no different than what DeSantis did, but I don't hear the media calling him out and using them as political pawns the way that DeSantis was accused of doing. What's going on here? A double standard of some kind? Oh, say it ain't so. Oh, my God. Mayhur said it's outrageous that the veterans are getting caught in the crossfire of the migrant crisis. Not really. The left has the virtue signal. And that means we have to sacrifice our veterans. Well, so be it. They've already been sacrificed anyway. For these people only being there a few weeks, then to be told after having a level of trust developed that they've got to get out, that's not right. I agree. One thing I'm doing today with my staff is we're putting together care packages to let them know, listen, we are embarrassed by this. Somebody needs to start like a GoFundMe or something. Or give SendGo maybe. If you start up a GoFundMe to support veterans, the only thing that's going to happen is GoFundMe after a few weeks will take it down and then use that money to fund more illegal aliens. Because for some reason, GoFundMe is able to take funds that are contributed for one thing and use them for something totally, completely, 100% different based upon their own discretion, which makes no sense to me. But anyway, yeah, somebody, or more than one somebody, needs to set up some kind of give, send, go to raise money for these people. Yeah, we put a bunch of things in care packages as well as cards for the veterans to say thank you. Hey, you want to know why these people are having such a hard fucking time? They feel abandoned by their own country. Well, I mean, this is the same administration that bungled the pullout of fucking Afghanistan, left all those Americans behind, left $80 billion in weapons behind, left hundreds of millions of dollars in hard cash behind. Quite on purpose, I might add. To further fund the Taliban and other American-hating terrorist groups so that they could continue to be a threat and continue to keep the focus of Americans outside of the country and blind to what's happening within, which is also one of the reasons, tangential, but still a reason that the war in Ukraine is being funded. It's a good distraction. It's not the only reason. It's not the main reason, but it's a good one. Keep the fools distracted by things going on outside the country so they don't pay attention to the problems we have within. Like this. Veterans being supplanted by illegal alien invaders. Look at all these. They got porta potties. Oh, that's lovely. Lovely. Lovely, lovely. Free room and board, three hots and a cot, and now you're going to get four-star hotel treatment. I do wonder, do they get? You think they're getting room service? Do you think these illegal aliens are getting room service? I wonder. I mean, they're getting bussed for free? Not bad. Free transport, three hots and a cot, and a nice hotel for the foreseeable future? Wow, that's a good deal. Gee, maybe I should cross the border illegally into Mexico. Oh, right, I would be put in jail because they actually have immigration laws and they enforce them and they don't welcome outsiders. But we gotta welcome them for some reason. I love this. It's great. Oh, man, what a way to treat our veterans. Oh, this is a travesty. This is a travesty. Anyway, let me know what you think. Is it a good thing that these illegal aliens are supplanting our own veterans that are in need of help, or is it evil? And a further sign of the degeneration of Western society. Let me know what you think of the comment section. Please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That is BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Like, subscribe, leave a comment. Let me know what you think.